Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 10 regarding Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Eicher, E-I-K-E-R. Nicole Eicher is a 51-year-old woman who reports she injured her right foot at work on 4/27/21. Appeared she was stepping down from a ladder and missed the last rung, causing her foot to strike the floor and twist. Appeared she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared with further evaluation, she understands her final diagnosis to be a broken bone in the foot. Appeared this was treated without surgical intervention. Appeared she's no longer under active care. Appeared in paragraph. As per the records provided, she was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Schick, S-C-H-I-C-K, on 4/27/21. X-rays demonstrated evidence of a non-displaced calcaneal fracture. Period. He placed her in a fractured boot and on crutches. Period. She followed up over the next several weeks, concurrent with physical therapy. Period. As of the last visit with Dr. Schick on 7/6/21, Ms. Eicher reported improvement in pain and swelling of the foot with the immobilization that had been placed at the previous visit. Appeared she had no new complaints. Appeared repeat x-rays demonstrated evidence of good interval healing to a non-displaced calcaneal fracture. Period. Upon exam, there was minimal tenderness, palpation directly to the calcaneus along the fracture site. Period. That juncture, she appears to have been released from care. Period. Physical exam. I got to back up and finish another sentence from Dr. Schick. On the last visit, he advised the petitioner to gradually wean from use of the immobilization, and she should progress to normal shoe wear and ambulation. Appeared she was deemed at maximum medical improvement and could work in a full duty capacity. Appeared now we'll go to physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed left greater than right bunions, but no other bony or soft tissue abnormalities. Appeared she had decreased range of motion about the contralateral uninjured left ankle. Period plantar flexion was 25 degrees, comma, dorsiflexion 10 degrees, comma, inversion 20 degrees, comma, and eversion 5 degrees. Period motion of the right ankle, both hips and knees, was still on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period manual muscle test was 5-5. She resisted right plantar flexion strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Third set section is normal. Lumbar is normal. She was able to bounce up and down on her toes and stand independently on the affected foot. Paired impressions on 4/27/21, Nicole Eicher stepped down firmly from a ladder, having missed the last rung. Paired that same day, she was seen by Dr. Schick and had x-rays identifying a calcaneal fracture. Paired she was immobilized and treated conservatively. Period physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period she followed up through 7/6/21 when x-rays showed good interval healing. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found full range of motion of the right foot and ankle with no crepitus or tenderness. Period motion of the left ankle was diminished. Period there was no tenderness palpation about the right foot or ankle. Period provocative maneuvers there were also negative. Period she was able to perform provocative gait maneuvers without difficulty. Period new paragraph, this case represents 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Paired this is for the orthopedic residuals of a non-displaced calcaneal fracture, treated successfully by conservative care. Period. End.